When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Up to 50,000 companies worldwide, including several hundred tea brands, exporters, manufacturers, and thousands of food service and beverage manufacturers supplying Europe, must compile annual reports on a wide variety of sustainability information. The European Commission's Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD, mandates more than just disclosing carbon emissions. Businesses must also quantify pollution, water usage, biodiversity impacts, supply chain ethics, and social impacts like labor practices and community relations. The assessment covers 1,100 qualitative and quantitative data points. While primarily targeting EU-based companies, the CSRD also extends its requirements to non-EU companies if they meet specific criteria. Given the complexity and scope of the CSRD, non-US-based tea companies should begin preparations now to facilitate compliance and avoid potential legal and financial penalties. On January 1st, all publicly held companies in the EU with annual revenue of 50 million euros and 250 employees began compiling sustainability data for their initial report. Large EU-based private companies that meet the criteria must also comply. Small and medium-sized SMEs, insurance companies, and credit institutions have until January 1st, 2026 to begin compiling mandatory reports due in 2027. Non-EU parent companies, including those based in the United States and Canada with significant EU operations, must comply by 2028 and submit their first reports in 2029. Criteria include a European net turnover of more than 150 million euros, or a European subsidiary that generates a net turnover of 50 million euros, employs 250 people, or has 25 million euros in assets. Food Steps, a food and beverage sustainability platform that helps businesses reduce cost and risk transitioning to net zero, recently distributed an executive brief to help food business executives. The 8-page white paper offers a methodology for compliance and provides some helpful insights. Copies are free to download at www.foodsteps.earth. Food systems account for nearly a third of global greenhouse gas emissions and are the leading driver of biodiversity loss, writes Food Steps. Quote, to avoid the catastrophic consequences from both the climate and ecological crises, we must bring positive change to our food systems and fast, end quote. Business Insight. Richard Barker, a professor at Oxford University Business School and a member of the International Sustainability Standards Board, writes that, quote, transitions such as these are not philanthropic, but business decisions to enhance economic value. Companies that better manage climate-related risks and opportunities will be the suppliers of choice. Viewed in terms of share price performance and access to capital, investors want to understand how any business is responding to these risks and opportunities. reporting on sustainability to investors is not a compliance exercise, but a communication of value creation and business resilience," end quote. Ceylon Tea experienced a year of recovery and growth with increases in both earnings and volume and expansion in market share with several trading partners. Revenue from Sri Lankan tea exports totaled 1.43 billion U.S., about 433 billion rupees, through December 2024, compared to sales totaling 1.31 billion in 2023. Volume topped 245 million kilos, a 9% increase year on year of 3.9 million kilos compared to 2023. Tea production in December totaled 21.7 million kilos. Quote, all elevations recorded an increase compared with the corresponding month in 2023, end quote, according to the Tea Exporters Association of Sri Lanka. The free onboard average price per kilo for this period stood at about $5.84 per kilo. That's roughly 1,763 rupees, up 43 cents from an average of $5.41 per kilo in 2023. Van Rees described, quote, a buoyant market, end quote, in the last week of January, stating that the auction volume in Colombo was 12,610 packages, totaling 6.4 million kilos. Quote, the leafy market was strong. Cumulative production January through November 2024 totaled 239 million kilos, up 1% compared to the same period in 2023. The mix of trading partners is stable, and the amount of tea they buy is on the upswing. Iraq, the top trading partner in 2024, imported 34.23 million kilos through December, a 5% increase compared to 2023. Russia, the number two buyer, increased orders by 10% to 24.98 million kilos. Sales to the UAE were up 14% to 21 million kilos. Demand from Turkey fell 42% to 17.3 million kilos, and shipments to China decreased by 6% by volume. Azerbaijan and Iran imported 10.4 million kilos each, ranking 6th and 7th. Iran imports increased by 60% compared to 2023. Sri Lanka exported 111,000 metric tons of bulk tea in 2024 and 102,000 tons of tea in packets. In 2024, tea bag exports totaled 25.5 metric tons. Instant tea and green tea combined accounted for around 7,000 metric tons. Whole Foods Markets, a division of Amazon.com, annually publishes a top 10 food trends report that lists tea's time as the number five trend in 2025. Quote, there's tea talk everywhere you turn, both in flavor popularity for food like desserts and granola, chai, Earl Grey, London Fog, new steeping formats, tea strips, cold brew bags for water bottles and pounders, and a wave of new products like plant-based milk teas and sparkling teas. Vintage-inspired adult tea parties are poised to replace happy hour as customers looking for function can seek out brews with added adaptogens and benefits. We love how this new trend plays off past trends like new brew Yapon and a better boost energy drink. Products are singled out by an expert panel known as the Trends Council. The top trend this year is international snacking. Quote, the snack aisle is the perfect place for disruption, with brands taking on salty snacks like popcorn and adding global flavors to create fusion foods that have mass appeal, end quote. Dumplings were named number two. Quote, dough pockets with a typically savory filling, usually cooked by boiling, steaming, or pan frying, these products have displayed several new trends. Many are authentic to a founder's cultural roots and ripe for fusion and unexpected mashups, end quote. Whole Foods describes the third top trend as crunch, a texture of the moment. Quote, from crispy grains and granola to sprouted and fermented nuts to roasted chickpeas and mushroom chips. Consumers are increasingly reaching for these items to enhance meals and add texture to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, end quote. Hydration hype made the list at number four. Quote, consumers want more from their H2O these days, seeking added electrolytes and hydration in more innovative forms. It's impossible to ignore the trend at food and beverage trade shows, where you find popsicles with electrolytes, sparkling coconut water, chlorophyll water, and even protein water. New players like Cactus Waters and other better-for-you competitors are emerging to challenge sugary and artificially colored sports drinks. Business Insight. My favorite section of the report is Try the Trend, which lists specific products available at Whole Foods that caught the Trends Council's eye. In tea, these include Heritage Kulfi Cardamom Chai Ice Cream, Kola Goodies Sri Lankan Milk Tea Latte, 1 Degree Organic Foods Coconut Hibiscus Tea Infused Granola, Twirl Jasmine Pu'er Melt Tea, I gotta try that one, Camellia Grove Kombucha Oolong Tea Kombucha, Van Leeuwen Blue Jasmine Tea Ice Cream Bars, Remedy Organics Super Chai Fuel, Bubby's Melt Tea Mochi, Big Heart Tea Company's Minty Blue Herbal Tea, Tea Pig's Cold Brew Peach and Mango, and Monte Party Sparkling Yerba Mate. Whole Foods offers two more examples as private label offerings. Whole Foods Market Bakery Figgy Foggy Chantilly Cake and Whole Foods Market Bakery Vanilla Earl Grey Scone.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.